Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom A. Sacker is with us. Tom's our good friend and longtime 9-year member of our Brain Trust, actually going into his 10th year now with us. Tom is one of the top branding experts on the planet, and the thing I like about Tom, as branding evolves, as reaching out and touching customer evolves with the into the 21st century, he's staying current with those new evolutions. And his most recent book is called A Little Less Conversation. And he's also the guy who wrote A Clear Eye for Branding and that series of books. And he's our good friend Tom A. Sacker. Welcome back to the show.
Hi Jim, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back as always.
Great to be here.
Tom, one of the things that I think a lot about and talk about with my audience is the conversation they have with themselves when they get up in the morning, look in the mirror, you know, kind of put their hands, lean in and put their hand on the sink there and look, you know, kind of look up into the mirror and ask themselves, you know, what am I doing? How many times has a small business owner done that, looked in the mirror and leaned in and just, you know, said, what am I doing? Have I, and for myself, Tom, there have been times when I've said, are you out of your mind? Well, what do you think? Does that sound familiar?
Oh, absolutely. I think the reason.
Now, see, I think employees lean in and say, talking about their bosses, they say, is he out of his mind?
Well, look, you know what, Jim? All of us want a reason to get up in the morning more than paying our bills, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we want something to do that's meaningful. We want to make a difference. We want to be recognized for our contributions, especially if you're a small business owner with all those additional pressures that you have. If you don't have a meaning, a reason, a why for getting up in the morning, it becomes really difficult to figure out all those little hows. And what ends up happening is you become focused. Without a why, you become focused on those hows, and they'll eventually overwhelm you.
Well, and especially for this reason, the hows are the things that will let you down. They're the things that are the mundane stuff, the accounting stuff, the things that the cash flow stuff, the things that won't always make you happy that you're in business.
Well, you know what, Jim? Exactly, and I would add that the hows are the things that everybody that's doing what you do knows how to do, because there are thousands of how to
write
books.
Right.
Right. So the
right.
best practices about finance and technology and, like you said, accounting, franchising, managing growth, whatever, pick up a book. That's the how. But the hows are not what make businesses successful today. It's the whys that you're in business that make you successful, and it's the whys that are going to keep you in business, because it's the hard part.
It's the stuff that will make you come back the next day when the day before the house, you know, we're trying to take you down.
Oh, exactly right.
Beating up on you and draining your spirit. That's the reason I've told my audience 1,000 times, if you don't love what you do, you won't be successful as a small business owner, because what you do, well, the how, as you say it, that's the part that's like a teenager. It's not always lovable, but you got to love them anyway.
You know what, the basics, you know, you have to do the basics. The basics are what are expected. So, yeah, you have to have your handle on what's expected. But what's expected is not what drives people's choice in the marketplace. I mean, think about coffee, right? So What's expected with coffee is a fair price and a decent taste, something that's not burnt. And, you know, we're trying to fulfill a goal, so we want it to, we believe that coffee will give us a boost, so we buy coffee. But you know what? What we choose and where we choose to buy coffee, once we get beyond that basic expectation, has a lot more to do with other things that we're trying to do,
mm-hmm.
whether it's some kind of social need that we're trying to fulfill, something about belonging, or I'll give you a perfect example. There's a little coffee shop I walk by on the way to my office, and I've walked by. I've noticed that it's open because I pay attention to these things. It's been open for probably 3 or 4 months, and I walk by it. I have never walked into the place. And the other day when I was walking by it, I saw the business owner walking towards it, and he had a bundle of things that he was carrying, and he looked up at me, put a big smile on his face, and said, good morning, and he's never seen me before.
Mm-hmm.
And as I walked by him, that stayed with me, and all I could think of is, I think maybe I'll swing into his place
right.
and get a cup of coffee. Right? So what he did fed something inside of me, some hunger inside of me, to an emotional hunger, a feeling that said, go here with my money for my coffee for whatever reason. I mean, I could psychologically try to deconstruct it, but that's not the point.
No, but you were assuming he has good coffee, but apparently wherever else you've been getting your coffee doesn't have that smile.
Well, yeah, exactly, right? So but I didn't have a reason before he smiled
right.
to change.
Yep.
Why should I change? And the important part about the reason that you're in business is if you're not adding that kind of value, the value beyond the product, the value beyond the service, the value beyond the store, if you're not adding that value beyond those basics, no one's going to change.
In the age of
have their coffee place.
In the age of the customer, which is where we are right now, folks, there is no other way to differentiate yourself. Than what Tom just said.
Well, we've evolved, Jim. There's way too much choice. The bar has been raised. I mean, you can no longer go out and say, I have a quality product. Big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't? Who buys bad quality products?
Everybody has good stuff. Everybody has good service, et cetera. Well said, Tom. Folks, what Tom just gave you is more the key to your success in the future than your product, than anything else in your business. It's the experience. It's the value that you add. That's how you differentiate yourself. And frankly, in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, it's the only way. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes anywhere in between. We got something that'll help you. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Tom Asecker is our guest. He's our good friend. Tom's books include the last one, A Little Less Conversation. I think that's the last one, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, I've got a new one in the works, though, that'll should be out by the end of the summer.
All right, so we look forward to that. Tom, tell us how we can find you online.
Well, I would go to the title of the new book. It's called Opportunity Screams, because it doesn't knock anymore. It's screaming. So if you go there to Opportunity Screams, you can find out. There's links to my blog, articles. You can sign up to be alerted when the book comes out. I'm going to send out 3 copies of the book to a lot of people on the list, so... That's the place to go today.
Well, I want to talk about that Opportunity Screams a little bit.
Okay.
Let's peek, give us a peek into the book, because I'm wondering if opportunity doesn't just sort of wander by, like you were in front of your coffee shop, and opportunity didn't scream, but it was a willing participant. It just was kind of passive. I mean, tell me what you mean by opportunity screams.
Well, the when in simpler times, right, opportunity pretty much knocked. You know, you went out and you looked around and you said, well, look, there's no sandwich places in this whole town. Let me make a sandwich place.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't exist anymore. So now opportunity, I say it's screaming behind closed doors. My closed doors walking down that sidewalk, there was something in me screaming for the value that I was looking for, the attention, the hunger for identity, for social interaction. That's screaming behind all kinds of people. See, we don't think that opportunity exists because we see businesses and services like ours everywhere.
So are you
that
saying
doesn't mean that people are unhappy? There's unhappy people everywhere.
Are you saying that, for example, if you're business to business,
right,
that your prospects are screaming opportunity at you, but it doesn't sound like come let me buy your stuff. It sounds like I've got all this pain that I don't know who can help me.
That's right, and
that's what you mean by screaming, right?
That's right, and you know they don't hear the screams because they're not listening to that internal voice that the customer has.
Yeah,
they're not with them during the day, seeing the pain that these people go through, saying, "Wow, that's the opportunity right there. How do we get rid of that pain?" You know, nobody looks at these successes in the marketplace and really deconstructs them and says, "How in the hell is Facebook doing what they're doing? How is Twitter doing what they're doing?" They're feeding people's hungers for attention, for, you know, all those types of hungers that we have. These businesses, look at the iPad. All the people lined up to buy that thing. It doesn't do anything different than anything. But it's feeding this huge hunger for novelty and for identity and for people to be able to show it off to others and go, wow, look at my photo stream on this thing. Isn't that cool? And those are the things that are making the profits. That those are the people that are out there that are increasing their sales because they're relevant to today's customer.
But I think it's important that we point out, folks, that you don't have to create an iPad or a better cup of coffee to do what Tom's talking about.
Because walking down the sidewalk smiled, Jim.
I know. But my point, exactly. The thing is that the solution, the key to your success, and Tom, this hasn't changed in 100 years, maybe 1,000 years. The key to your success is inside of your customers, of your prospects' head. They don't know what they need. They don't know exactly what they want, maybe. They know they have a problem. They know they have an issue. You're the one with the solution, and you don't know that you may not know you have the solution till you know what they want. Do you hear them say where their pain is?
Exactly. It sounds like a puzzle, but it's only a puzzle because we have distanced ourselves from the people that we're trying to help with our business. We've turned what we do into a transaction. We set up this shop, hang a sign on a door, and then we say to people, and then we put out little messages and we say, come by here and you can get this stuff.
Right. My product of the month.
Right, whatever it is. So what we've done is distance ourselves from their world. We're not in their world saying, where's all this pain? What can I do with my people and my talents, my resources, my connections? What can I do to brighten up their life, to remove some of this anxiety, to make them smile while I give them a cup of coffee? And you see, and that's what I – and then again, take a look at the great brands that people talk about over and over and over again. Right, Nike's not selling shoes. That swoosh, when you see that swoosh on an athlete's shirt, it's bringing to life this idea for you that you want to identify with. Everything that we do, we're doing because we're trying to create a story about ourselves in our heads. That's why we donate to charities. That's why we think we save 20 cents. On a product, and what? That's meaningful?
As much tactile things as there are in the marketplace is still mostly emotional, isn't it?
It's all emotional.
Yeah.
We make our decisions based on what feels right and feels good, and then we rationalize the decision.
That's exactly right. Hey, Tom, give us that website one more time.
It's opportunityscreams.com.
Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. It's always a great pleasure to have you with us. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim. I always enjoy it.
We'll see you next time. Tom Asecker, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Tom joins us. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.